This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So the Washington Post just admitted that its so-called fake news revelation story that named 200 websites as being Russian propaganda fronts, including Natural News, by the way, they just admitted that that story is, well, can you believe it? Surely fake. Yes, indeed. They've just added an editor's note to the top of their story, which admits that their primary source for the story, a shady, shadowy website called Prop or Not, can't be trusted, can't be verified, and that nothing can be believed, essentially, about the Prop or Not group. Nevertheless, the Washington Post was happy to quote the group because, of course, the Washington Post is a discredited tabloid propaganda rag. And because they are that, they are still refusing to directly apologize for the story and apologize to those websites such as National News that were defamed and experienced reputation harm, emotional distress, and other forms of harm by the Washington Post and its prostitute author, Craig Timberg. So, keep in mind that the Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos, the same guy, the same globalist, I should say, that owns Amazon.com. And now, in admitting that they are publishing fake news, or at least news from fake sources, the Washington Post is doubling down on its commitment to fake news. They're not even retracting the story, you see. They're doubling down on it and saying, no, this is, we know that the citation, the source is not trustworthy. We didn't do our research, but we're going to keep the story because, well, we, the Washington Post, we don't have any any reason, or they don't, the Washington Post, to publish anything that's true or verified. They're just going to publish fake news and call it real news because that's who they are now. They're the Washington Post. They publish fake news. And keep in mind that the Washington Post and CNN and all these fake news propagandists in the fake stream media, you might call it, all they do is publish fake news. That's all they do. Everything they wrote about Donald Trump was fabricated or heavily biased, or they would leave out important facts that they didn't want their readers to know. They would fake everything. The polls were faked during the entire campaign. They would even stage fake violence, well, real violence, but it was staged against protesters at Trump rallies, and then they would catch that on camera, even though it was all staged by Hillary Clinton supporters, essentially, and then they would blame that on Donald Trump. So CNN was publishing fake news the entire time, and the Washington Post went right along with it. And what about Obamacare? Every news organization that published stories claiming you could keep your doctor or that healthcare costs were going to go down by $2,500 on average per family, that was all fake news. And they gladly published all that. And what about all the stories that said Donald Trump can't win? That was all fake news. Everything the Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, LA Times, USA Today, NPR, MSNBC, everything they print or broadcast has an element of fakery or fabrication or falsehood in it. Everything. There is not an exception to that rule. Everything is an agenda. Everything is twisted. Everything is fabricated or exaggerated, or they ignore important news that they don't want you to see. The entire fake stream media is fake news. And so that's why none of us are surprised to learn that the Washington Post was now essentially forced to admit that its fake news story was fake. And yet it's still not apologizing to all the websites that were defamed by its story. Now, this isn't over, by the way. This is going to get a lot more interesting because Natural News has announced a $10,000 reward for the identities of the organizers behind the Prop or Not website. That's that shadowy group that, for all we know, was fabricated by Craig Timberg at the Washington Post so he could quote himself in his own story. I'm probably going to end up announcing a $10,000 reward to somebody who says, yeah, it's Craig Timberg at the Washington Post. He's prop or not. And that's probably what's going to end up happening. I don't know. We'll see. But when that happens, we're going to sue those people. We're going to sue the prop or not organizers for defamation. And it's not just us. We're going to be joined by literally dozens of other websites that have been defamed by that group. And we're going to expose who they are. Their names, whatever publicly available records, we're going to expose it all. Why? Because these people are a danger to a free society. These people run around condemning all the truthful independent news websites, condemning them as being Russia propaganda websites. When in fact, you know what? It's exactly the opposite. The propaganda is coming from the mainstream media. The propaganda is coming from the left. It's all the pro-state government propaganda, which, by the way, leans communist. I mean, it's the leftists that lean communist. They're the ones that are in bed with communist China. They're the ones that like Venezuela and Cuba and Fidel Castro and communism. The independent media websites tend to be patriotic, tend to be libertarian or conservative, constitutional. You know, I mean, the very idea that it's the communist-leaning leftists who are falsely claiming that independent libertarian websites are fake news run by the communist Russians is so absurd. It's so laughable on the surface. And that's why nobody believed it. Like, seriously, nobody believed the story. Everybody knew from the very first moment that the Washington Post was fabricating false news. Everybody knew it. I mean, Fortune magazine wrote a story condemning the Washington Post. Glenn at The Intercept, Glenn Greenwald, that's his name, at The Intercept wrote a story condemning the Washington Post hit piece. The New Yorker, a liberal magazine, wrote a story condemning the Washington Post. And on and on and on. There are about a dozen examples of mainstream, even liberal publishers that wrote stories condemning the Washington Post, their shoddy journalism, their credibility suicide by Craig Timberg, who's basically just taken the Washington Post and just flushed it down the toilet. See, because the question now is, how can anybody trust anything they read in the Washington Post ever again if their position now, their journalistic methodology, if you will, is to just publish any false story they want by citing any shady, shadowy source they want without any verification whatsoever. No fact checking, no due diligence, nothing. I mean, the National Enquirer does more fact checking on their stories than the Washington Post. I mean, the Washington Post has suddenly overnight become a tabloid propaganda rag, and they deserve it. They deserve it because they've earned it every single day by lying to the public, lying to their readers, defaming publishers, knowingly, deliberately printing fabricated false information. They do it on purpose. And you see, that's the big difference between the lamestream media or the fake stream media and the independent media. Now, both of these media groups, you might say, are run by human beings, and so they both have some mistakes because no human is perfect. But the difference is the independent media is trying to print the truth. They are trying to tell the truth. They are not ever deliberately lying to their readers. Like here at Natural News, we are always trying to print the absolute truth without exception. We don't get 100% correct, but the effort is to make it 100% real news. But the Washington Post and the mainstream media are deliberately trying to print fabricated news. That is their goal. That's what they wake up to do. They wake up in their beds in the morning and they say, I'm going to go to work at the Washington Post and fabricate fake news. That's their mission. They know that's what they're doing. They do it on purpose. And then they text it over to their friends at CNN and say, hey, run this fake news so that we can make people think it's real if enough of us repeat the fake news. And so CNN runs the fake news and then they send it over to Rachel Maddow over at MSNBC and they say, hey, Rachel, can you repeat the fake news so that people might believe it's real. And Rachel's like, yeah, we'll run the fake news. And so they run it and they just pass it around. And this is how they try to turn fake news into real news. And they did it with other topics like, you know, climate change or, you know, just pick any historical event where we know we haven't been told the whole truth, you know, 9/11, Building 7, whatever. You know, you haven't been told the whole story. How did they cover it up? They just passed around the fake news with each other and they reinforced it until enough people believed it. But they've gone too far. Their news is now so blatantly fake that it's become laughable. No one believes it anymore. And so the Washington Post tried to run this fake news that said that Natural News, the Health Ranger, and 199 other publishers are all Russian agents working for Vladimir Putin. Seriously. And it was so absurd, and it was so defamatory, and it was so obviously false that the blowback was tremendous. And what's probably going to happen with this, by the way, is the Washington Post is going to get sued. They may survive that lawsuit, they may defend it, but they're going to get sued by somebody. And even if nothing happens with a lawsuit, they've lost credibility, and that is very, very hard to give back or to get back. Did you know that the Washington Post also got caught fabricating a major Pulitzer Prize winning story and they had to give back the Pulitzer Prize when it turned out the whole thing was fake? Yeah, that's the Washington Post. They've been faking news for decades. And every once in a while they get caught. And every once in a while they go too far. But even when they don't get caught, they're faking it every day on purpose, deliberately anyway. That's their mission. And that's what Jeff Bezos wants the paper to do. Fake the news, fabricate false news and push it out there as if it's true. Whatever will promote the globalist agenda that Jeff Bezos is pushing with Bill Gates and George Soros and all the other evil globalists that hate humanity and hate freedom and hate America. This is their job, to push fake news. Well, I have a message for all you fake news asshats out there. You've lost the battle. No one believes you anymore. The real news now is the independent media. The real news is what you read through websites like Natural News or Drudge Report or Activist Post or Zero Hedge. The real news is what you get from true patriotic Americans, and they don't have to be Americans, but wherever you are in the world, people with passion, people with a sense of honesty and integrity, people with a sense of values and morals and ethics, who are trying to print the truth and who are trying to expose the corruption and the criminality and the falsehood that's in our society, which the Washington Post routinely demonstrates, by the way. The real news is the independent media. And that's why the Washington Post has reached this point of such desperation that is bordering on lunacy, just paranoid delusions, you know, credibility, suicide. It's like the Washington Post has just decided to slit its wrist and bleed out on the table in front of you while screaming that everybody else is wrong. I mean, it's almost pathetic, just sad to watch this newspaper commit suicide. I mean, seriously, who's going to believe anything they read in the Washington Post anymore? Or, I mean, CNN is already, nobody believes CNN. You know, most of their audience is just people who happen to be at the airport. I mean, who deliberately turns on CNN anymore? Like, nobody. Nobody deliberately watches CNN. CNN is the only news channel that most of its viewers are accidental viewers. Like, no one actually deliberately chooses to watch CNN. If they had the remote at the airport, people would change that damn channel. Believe me, they don't want to hear CNN. They know it's fake. Why do you think everybody was chanting CNN sucks over and over again at the Trump rallies? Because they know CNN is fake. CNN has declared war on the truth, just like the Washington Post has declared war on its own credibility. I mean, these media, they were once giants. Now they're just pathetic losers. And yet they pretend like they are the only credibility in the news or information business. No, they're not. Nobody believes them anymore. People know they want real news. They've got to go to websites that are independent. So to wrap this up, by the way, you may know I created a search engine to search the independent news universe. And there are thousands of independent news websites that are spidered every day by this search engine. It's called Good Gopher. You can find it at goodgopher.com. And that's what you should use for your news search. You're going to find all the news there from thousands of different websites. Just search for anything you want. You're going to find all the news that's censored by Google, censored by Facebook, censored by Twitter, or fabricated, or censored or oppressed by the Washington Post and CNN and so on. See, everybody has a choice now. They can change the channel. They can go to a different website. The more Facebook and Google tries to censor real news, the more they're going to lose their viewers and readers. And people are just going to turn to the alternatives where they know they're finding genuine, authentic, honest, ethical reporting. And that's, you know, that's natural news. That's InfoWars. That's Zero Hedge. That's blacklistednews.com. I mean, there's tons of them. That's where people go for real news now. So it's fascinating. We'll see where all of this goes, but I have no doubt that the Washington Post is going to triple down on its own credibility suicide, and we're going to see it now soon, publishing even more desperate and laughably false stories, probably involving aliens, Bigfoot, and the Loch Ness Monster. I can't wait to see the Washington Post write a story. Craig Timberg says natural news is run by Bigfoot, and the Health Rangers second in command is the Loch Ness Monster. Yeah, that's what we're going to see next from the Washington Post, which will be visited by aliens to tell them what to print, I guess. It's amazing. It's like, have hallucinogenics gone wild in that office, or are they just incredibly stupid? Maybe a little bit of both. All right, thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerreport.com. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.